Video: Kathy Griffin rages over bullshit Melania documentary about Nazi Melania Trump. By Warner Todd Houston on February 4, 2026. Leftist Hollywood comic Kathy Griffin posted a social media video telling fans to make lists of MAGA neighbors so others know who to shun and harass. And then she ripped First Lady Melania Trump by smearing her as a Nazi. Reading from a piece of paper in her video, Griffin read out that someone had accused her of urging her fans to make lists of neighbors who are MAGA so that liberal neighbors might know which neighbors to shun and harasses. After reading off the accusation, Griffin admitted that the claim is 100% true. "Yeah, that's right," she exclaimed, and went on to say that ICE guys are infiltrating the liberal groups and outing their anti-ICE spy and insurrection networks. "There's a state in the United States that is currently occupied. But ICE is everywhere, I just want to remind you," she blurted out. "I'm going to get to know my neighbors better. And yes, I have to know who's MAGA and who isn't because it's two teams now, you guys," she bloviated. "You're either with all these deportations, and this violence, and this murder, and this bizarre government agency that's only been around since 2003, and it could be abolished." She went on to absolve the Democrat Party and warned her followers not to put too much blame on Democrats because they are in the minority in Congress. From there, Griffin went on the attack against the First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump, over the new biopic, Melania. "So, first of all, I call Melania Melanie. I don't know why, but I think it bothers her," Griffin oddly insisted, as if Melania Trump pays any mind at all to Kathy Griffin. "Melanie is not the First Lady that the Trumpers will have you think she is," she said. "I love when they say after Michelle Obama, an amazing First Lady in person, that finally with Melania we have someone classy. Can I just remind you, not only are there nude pics of her, which is like, okay, big deal, but they're like Beaver Hunt level. And she's holding a gun, and this is our classy FLOTUS," Griffin said. "And now Amazon, Jeff Bezos funded some kind of bullshit documentary about her," she said, rambling on. "And by the way, Melania is complicit as well. So don't think she's this innocent, abused housewife. She is down for all of the Nazi-leaning stuff. She's all in with the loving Putin and all that. So, don't be fooled." Griffin has spent years openly calling for the deaths of people with whom she disagrees. Just last month, for instance, she was wishing for President Trump to die. She also pushed out the liberal lie that Trump somehow rigged the 2024 election, and that he is a fascist dictator. In other unhinged rants, she variously said it isn't prudent for people to have babies, pushed the false claim that Trump is creating internment camps to put Democrats in prison, and attacked the USA as racist and sexist. Of course, as Breitbart News reported, Griffin recently confessed her life is a shitshow and that she is suffering from mental health issues. The extremist comedian faced a massive backlash in 2017 when she posed for a photograph holding a fake, bloody decapitated head meant to resemble President Donald Trump. The photo caused a firestorm online and led to calls for a boycott of Griffin's work, including her then cross-country comedy tour. She lost many comedy bookings and was tossed off CNN's New Year's show later that year. Griffin later apologized in a brief video posted to her Twitter account, admitting she had crossed the line and that the Trump beheading joke had gone too far. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.